Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking today with Canada's Air Travel Complaints Commissioner, Bruce Hood. Over the past 18 months, you've received close to 4,000 consumer complaints involving over 80 air carriers. Bruce, what area seems to cause the most concern?
Well, the most concern we have is has to do with attitude, not just the attitude in the original situation where the problem arises with the traveler, but with the follow-up, for instance, people losing their luggage, and often the person that they go to will hand them a form to fill out and, you know, say, call us and we'll follow up with you. But they don't, there's no personal approach to it. If the consumer is a problem, they're, you know, far out of town and all of the various things that you run into, there doesn't seem to be any compassion with the situation. People get really upset. And more so is when the people that represent the carriers have a very curt attitude and really tick their consumers off. That's one of the examples. And further to that is, of course, the example of you're on the telephone making a booking, you're at the airport checking in, and then what happens is the exchange gets a little heated, and often it creates the situation where the person gives misinformation, and that to their customer, and that leads into a whole other avenue of problems.
For more information, give the Canadian Transportation Agency a call at 1-888-222-2592, on the internet at www.cta-otc.gc.ca. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. Being a coastal country, Portugal must have many beautiful beaches. Ella Sobel, this wasn't your first visit to Portugal. What do you like about those Portuguese beaches?
Well, Stephen, actually, everything about them is wonderful. You can go down to the Algarve. The temperature's perfect. The skies are blue. There's barely any rain. The beaches are clean. The water is really nice. If you go down, for example, say the months of May or June, it's not infiltrated with tourists. A lot of Germans, French people go there. I went down in May. There were not a lot of people. I got to enjoy myself, went for long walks on the beaches. That's probably the most popular part of Portugal as far as beaches go, but there's other beaches as well. Just outside of Lisbon, you can go to Cascais or Estoril. Those are two other popular beaches for tourists. However, once again, it is very nice there. The day I was at Cascais, it was a bit cloudy. I happened to have been the only person on the beach, which was perfectly fine with me. If you go a bit further up the coast, you'll hit some other beaches that are mostly known by the Portuguese. I visited a beach called Magoito. There were very few people on that beach. There were a couple of fishermen. Once again, the water was nice. The sand was very nice to walk on as well. You can go a bit further up to San Lorenzo and also to Nazaré, where there are a lot of French tourists as well. All in all, if you want beach, go to Portugal. There's many beaches to choose from.
The website to check out for information on the Algarve, go to www.polotour.com. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCOR marketing production.